Right now, I'd like to bring out a young lady that means so much to all of us, Miss Katie Hartford Hogue, and this is the late John Hartford's sister. Y'all give her a great big welcome this morning.
I like how you call me a young lady. It makes me feel good. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Thank you again. 6 years. Can you believe it's been 6 years? I remember sitting in my living room and us getting the call from John Hotze that he was interested in doing a festival. And we're like, we weren't sure how that was going to work, but sure, okay, let's see what you got, you know, and see what you can put together. And 6 years later, wow. It's pretty cool. It is the most laid-back festival in America. It's the friendliest festival in America. You will see stuff here you will not see anywhere else. That's a good thing. Most of the time. Kudos and many thanks to all the brave people who put on this festival. John Hotze and Tom Burkhart need a big round of applause. They're the machine that makes this happen. Lots and lots of people involved in this. Bob and Terry Riley, Ernie and Patty Hill, Jules Dunlap, Randy and Cheryl Kilper, Dan Bent, our sound guy, Danny Hootenanny Clark, Sam Jackson, Kim DeCero, so many people it requires to put this together for you guys, and we hope you really, really enjoy it. We love it. We come back every year, and we look forward to it every year. So Dad had a lot of quotes, and one in particular that seemed fitting for this go-round. He said, Bluegrass is America's last small town. You don't have to lock your doors, and everyone knows everyone else. Not only that, but a lot of us are related. And it's funny because I was just talking to Bob and Terry up on the hill, and we were talking about how they might be related to some other people that were here that they didn't know yet that they might meet later, and then this other guy that was over here at this campsite, and then these two people are cousins, and I'm like, holy cow, it's true, you know. A lot of us are related, which is really cool. And I don't know about you guys, but this has been kind of a crazy year for us. Just crazy year in the world in general, crazy year in our family. And you tend to kind of go 90 miles an hour. And we showed up last night and stepped out of the car, and it was just like being hit by a time warp. It's like all of a sudden, boom, we're here. Everything just kind of started settling down. My nerves started settling down, and it was just like, I'm back. I'm home. I'm with people that I know, people that I care about. I started seeing familiar faces, Hondo up at the radio station up here, and you know, John Griffin and Amy Griffin. Oh, yes, and please thank you to John Griffin. I'm sorry, John. John does the awesome artwork for this festival, and he's amazingly talented. Please go visit his booth. Just seeing everybody, it was so calming. And I thought, you know, this really is our small town. You know, for the next 3.5 days, we are a small town. I guess John and Tom are co-mayor. I don't know. Y'all can each kind of pick your duties here. It's like Mayberry, you know. I don't know who's going to be Otis, but I don't know. You want to know. But this is like our own small town. We set the vibe. This group sets the vibe for the festival. And we don't have to think about what's going on out there. We don't have to think about the craziness and the chaos and what's going on Facebook and all that kind of stuff. We can just enjoy each other and have community. And the one word that kind of hits me for this weekend is kindness, is that we all have the power this weekend to show kindness to one another, to each other. Let's do that, and let's show all the crazies out there how it's done. We know how to do it here, right? Let's show them how it's done, because I'm kind of tired. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of tired of all the bickering that I hear day in and day out in the world at large. But for this next 3.5 days, it's us. So let's have fun, let's enjoy it, and thank you for coming.
Mm-mm. Rich comments right there, folks. Rich comments. And be sure to visit with Katie on Top of the Hill. Has a booth set up on the pavilion up there. And be sure to drop by. Lots of good, good folks here, I'll guarantee you that. And you're at the most family-oriented festival in the world. I will guarantee you that. And we encourage everybody to have a great time. Enjoy yourselves. Remain safe. A couple of reminders. If you find anything, if you lose anything, let us know. We'll try to get it back to its rightful owner. And we just be a good neighbor out there, and your neighbors will be good to you. We thank you for being here.